16i. Listen to a discussion about surveillance cameras. Answer the questions in English.
Big Brother is watching you. The Circle is a novel set in a surveillance dystopia. However, in the real world, we are already monitored by cameras in streets, shopping centres, schools, hospitals, railway stations, airports, and car parks. Listen to three friends discussing public surveillance while waiting for a train at King's Cross Station.
Who are you waving at, Dale?
Yet another camera? You Brits really love your CCTV, don't you, Adam? Look, there's another one over there by the gates.
It's a station, Dale. Of course there are cameras. I bet it's the same in America.
And another one on the platform. There are more cameras here than pigeons.
So? It means you're less likely to get mugged here, or have your bag stolen.
Surely they'll just mug you somewhere else, though. You know, somewhere where there aren't any cameras.
But that's just it, Katie. There are cameras on the street and in the shopping centres and in the car parks. There are cameras everywhere. They say there's, what was it? One camera for every 11 people in Britain.
You're kidding.
We've got CCTV in schools, hospitals, kids' playgrounds, parks. And this is London, the CCTV capital of the world.
We wouldn't go for that in Australia. I mean, not to that level. We like our privacy. Don't Brits mind being spied on wherever they go?
Look, if you're not doing anything wrong, you've got nothing to worry about. Why would you care about cameras checking you out?
We have a saying in America. I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said, "Those who sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither."
Maybe so, but it was footage from CCTV cameras that helped you catch those terrorists in Boston. You know, the ones who planted bombs at the Boston Marathon? You have to admit that cameras can be handy for identifying criminals.
True. I guess I just don't like cameras pointing at me wherever I go. I mean, even if I can't always see them, I know they're there, watching, recording. It feels intrusive.
I know what you mean. Our politicians want to beef up surveillance because of terrorist threats. But to me, that kind of Big Brother monitoring feels un-Australian. It's not who we are. We don't like snoopers. For example, there was this case in Sydney. A babysitter found out she was being spied on by a nanny cam. And she was so angry that she...
A what?
A nanny cam. A little spy camera, you know, to check up on what the nanny is doing. It was hidden inside a teddy bear, sitting on a shelf in the kid's bedroom. She gave it to the child to play with and noticed there was something funny with the nose. Anyway, she was furious and quit. Then she posted loads of personal information about the couple online, including the husband's affair with a work colleague. He was a real mess.
Serves the family right.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's natural for parents to want to protect their children. I can see why they might do it.
It's a lack of trust. If you don't trust a babysitter, then don't hire them. It's the same with BWVs in the US.
Sorry? BWVs?
Body-worn videos. Body cams. In the US, we're issuing them to our cops. The idea is to make them behave better when dealing with the public. And I think that's so wrong. If a police chief doesn't think someone is fit to be a cop, then they shouldn't hire them. It's that simple. And how are cops supposed to talk to witnesses when there's a camera sticking in their faces? How open are people going to be? We're back to trust. Good relations with people on the street are based on trust, not cameras.
It can also go spectacularly wrong. My mum works at a bank, right? And her office party took an unfortunate turn when they forgot to switch the security cameras off. It was Christmas, so some of her colleagues were really letting their hair down. You should have seen the crowds around the security desk on Monday morning. The guards were fast-forwarding the video and freeze-framing some of the more juicy moments.
Let's hope nobody uploaded the content online.
So embarrassing.
Hey, I think that's our train coming in.
About time.
10 minutes late. I hope the video cameras are recording that.